Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and welcome to today's Caffeine for the Soul. And today's episode has a somewhat unusual title, because normally you think of these as being a little more upbeat than one called Why It Makes Sense to Be Unhappy. But bear with me, I do have a point. So there are two primary reasons it makes sense to be unhappy. And the first is that unhappiness seems to be, to a lot of people, a very sensible response to the nature of the human condition. We're born knowing we're going to die. We live in a society which is brutally unfair, where some people who are not by any means the most deserving, the kindest, the best, get the majority of the resources, and some people who may be wonderful people have very limited access to resources. And we somehow can sense that there's an inherent unfairness and finiteness to the human condition. And even if we fall in love with something, I actually remember my mother-in-law in my 20s listening to me talk about something that I was really into, about positivity, and saying, "Oh, I can't wait for you to fail." And I was like, "Wow." And she was like, "So you can see what it's really like." And for a lot of people, the sensible response to life is to be unhappy. There's a famous scene, I think it's the opening scene in The Seagull by Chekhov, where the character Masha is wandering around with her tutor Medvedenko, and he says to her, "Why do you always wear black?" And she says, "I'm in mourning for my life." And for a lot of us, we look around at what's going on, particularly now, and I say this in the midst of the coronavirus crisis, but you may be listening to this years after the coronavirus pandemic and have a whole different set of reasons why the world is going to hell and why unhappiness just makes perfect sense. It is just like a very sensible thing. But it's not weird if you think that we feel things for a reason. We have more than enough reasons to pin our unhappiness onto. Now, there is another reason that people are unhappy, and I'm going to say most people are unaware of this, but it's motivational. We try to make ourselves unhappy about something in order to motivate us to change it. So people will be really unhappy about how fat they look to try to motivate themselves to diet or exercise. They will try to get really unhappy about the state of the world and get other people unhappy about the state of the world in order to motivate them to take action and do something to change the world. And again, if unhappiness was a sensible response to life, if our emotions were logical, and if it absolutely needed unhappiness as motivation to change, then it would really make sense to be unhappy a lot of the time, at least if you were looking around at the world. There was a quote, and I want to say that it was Brecht, but I've always just thought it was the bleakest quote ever. And the quote goes, "He who laughs has not yet heard the terrible news." So what follows is going to be a response to both of those reasonable reasons to be unhappy, but also to highlight that happiness is by its very nature irrational. Happiness doesn't make sense. Contentment is not motivational. In other words, if we're content, that's not going to drive us to do anything. And to be happy in a world where everything you love is going to die seems utterly... Now, let me take each one of those in turn. If our feelings came from circumstances, if the world was as outside in as most of the world seems to think it is, then certain situations just are stressful, and certain situations just are sad, and certain situations just are scary, and certain situations just are fun, and certain situations just are beautiful. But we know that most of us can't even agree on whether a movie is any good, let alone what reaction we're supposed to have in a particular experience. I always remember going to the movie The Blair Witch Project with my wife, which was a very low budget horror film that made, I think, hundreds of millions. And it was sort of very much homemade with a shaky handheld cameras. And I remember watching it and I was just sitting there dying for the movie to be over so I could turn to Nina and we could talk about how crap it was. But when the movie was over, I turned to Nina and I saw that she was just terrified. And she just, eyes wide, said, "That was the best movie I've ever seen." And again, I realized, oh yeah, our reaction isn't in the movie. Our experience isn't in the world. It's in us. So we can't say that anything is a sensible way to feel about life, is the only way to feel about life, because we all feel differently about all kinds of things. And we even feel differently about the same thing at different times, where sometimes it seems like the worst thing that ever happened, and other times we're actually incredibly grateful for it. So it isn't actually as sensible as it seems to think that unhappiness is a sensible response to life. Well, what about the motivation part? Well, there is no doubt that sometimes being upset about something can be a great stimulus to begin a process of change. But in order for it to sustain, you have to keep yourself unhappy about it. You have to keep basically making yourself miserable so you can change the thing you want to change so that you can be happy. Now, that's actually incredibly irrational. I'm going to make myself unhappy in order to do things to make myself happy. Why not cut out the middleman? One of the most blatant examples of that I've had in my career as a coach was I was working with a film critic who wanted to write his own screenplays. He came to a session one day and he said, "God, I hate my job." And I just looked at him and said, "No, you don't." And he said, "What do you mean?" And I said, "You love your job. You were always talking about how much you love your job. What are you?" And he was like, "Well, yeah, but..." And I said, "Look, I get it. You're trying to convince yourself that you hate your job because you think you need to hate your job in order to focus more full-time on screenwriting." And I shared with him a quote from Bruce DeMarsico, the founder of The Option Method. And he said, "Human beings are the only animals who shit in their own nests to get themselves to move out." In other words, in the rest of nature, we change because something catches our eye. We change because we have an inner movement to change. The chick hatches not because it's unhappy being inside the egg, but because it's time. And if we allow it, if we allow for it, we'll see that human nature is the same. When we rest in our well-being, when we sit in happiness, we don't stay stagnant. This idea that if I was happy, I would just sit on my porch all day staring at at the ground makes no sense, because people who sit in their chair all day staring at the ground are depressed, not happy. Happiness comes with aliveness. Happiness comes with energy. The happier we are, actually, as a rule, the more we're inclined to do. Not to get out of our unhappiness, but because there's something that we want to put right in the world, or there's something we want to create in the world, or it just looks fun to go out and play. So while it may make sense in some ways to be unhappy, it's not a sensible response to life, and it's a terrible strategy for change. So there's nothing for you to do with that other than notice over the course of today, maybe the next few days, maybe this week, notice yourself justifying your unhappiness. And what if you didn't? What if you could just be happy when you were happy, unhappy when you were unhappy, and not have to justify any of it? What if the whole game could be wonderfully, enjoyably, hyper-irrational? Have fun, learn heaps, and happy exploring. I'll talk with you soon.